This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee's meeting beginning from today. CPN UML selects representatives for upcoming 10th National General Convention. CTVT allows educational institutions with 100-bed capacity to conduct PCL nursing courses. And a deal aimed at staving off dangerous climate change struck at the COP26 summit in Glasgow. Now, the news in detail. The ruling Nepali Congress has begun its ward-level conventions in 13 districts. The conventions in the districts were delayed due to active membership disputes. The ward convention of the Nepali Congress, which started in September as part of the party's 14th General Convention, has been completed in all the districts. According to the Nepali Congress Central Election Committee, ward conventions began yesterday in 8 districts of province number 2 and Kailali, Banki, Surkhet, Dolpa and Raswa. The central convention of the party is scheduled to be held in Kathmandu from December 10 to 12. The CPN UML has begun to elect representatives across the country for its 10th National General Convention. UML Central Office Secretary Sherbadu Tamang said 20 districts selected the representatives based on mutual understanding, while rest of the district were also effortful to follow the same procedure. Meanwhile, CPN UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli has called upon the party members to elect their representatives by using the opportunity as an exercise of democracy. In a statement issued yesterday on the occasion of the day of election of representatives for the upcoming 10th National General Convention, Chairman Oli said that the UML was a democratic party and they understand democracy not only as a system but also as a process and method. Council for Technical Education and Vocational Training, CTVT, has decided to permit the educational institutions having their own hospital with at least 100-bed capacity to conduct teaching learning activities for PCL nursing courses. A recent meeting chaired by Council Chairman and Education Minister Devendra Poudel made a decision to allow colleges meeting standards to open admissions for proficiency level courses in nursing. Member Secretary of CTVT, Jeev Narayan Kafle, said with the recent decision of the council meeting, the admission process of nursing courses postponed earlier would resume soon. MBBS classes are to begin at the Karnali Institute of Health Sciences in Jumla from coming 5th of December. Acting Vice Chancellor of the Academy, Dr. Nivesh Thapa, said classes including for MBBS would start as per the scheduled academic program of the Academy. He said there were reports that concerns and confusions over the beginning of classes of MBBS, MD, MS among others. He however said all the required procedures were completed while the enrollment process had reached the final stage. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has assured that the press should be watchdog and alert against anti-democratic activities. Inaugurating the second convention of Press Centre Nepal, Gandaki Province Committee in Pokhara yesterday, Minister Sharma urged the media sector to protest the tendencies that suppress people's right and protesting the constitution of Nepal. He urged the media to speak up against the anti-democratic activities and bring social changes. The finance minister also appealed the journalists to expose the wrongdoings of the political parties and government without being biased. Chairman of CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal has stressed the need for all following communist ideology to build an equitable society for fighting autocracy. Chairman Nepal said this while addressing a party assembly organized in Kathmandu yesterday to announce newly elected office bearers and central members of the Socialist Press Organization Nepal close to the party. On the occasion, the former Prime Minister urged media persons to focus on people's problems and be responsible for for the society by disseminating authentic information. He directed all the party rank and file to work in favor of social justice and equality. Additional 478 corona patients have recovered in Nepal. With this, the corona recovery rate has stood at 97.7% in Nepal. Likewise, a total of 295 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in the country in the past 24 hours. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections were confirmed while conducting tests of 8,243 samples. Meanwhile, two people died of the virus infection yesterday, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,471 in Nepal. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sabkota has urged one and all to provide accurate information to the enumerators in the ongoing census. The Speaker made this remark while talking to a team of National Planning Commission Central Bureau of Statistics, CBS, that visited Speaker Sabkota to take his details for the census purpose. On the occasion, National Planning Commission member Dr. Ram Kumar Foyal and Director General of CBS Nabin Lal stressed or briefed the Speaker about the ongoing processes applied in the population census and the progress. Minister for Law, Justice and Federal Affairs Dilendra Prasad Badu has said the government is confident that the problem facing the judiciary would fizzle out soon. At a program organized to inaugurate a community health unit at Bethanchok Rural Municipality 3 in the district, Minister Badu said that the government was of the belief that the dispute in judiciary would be resolved from within the judiciary itself. The minister stressed that people must not be obstructed for long from getting justice. You're listening to Radio Nepal, 8 AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. A deal aimed at staving off dangerous climate change has been struck at the COP26 summit in Glasgow. The Glasgow Climate Pact is the first ever climate deal to explicitly plan to reduce coal, the worst fossil fuel for greenhouse gases. The deal also presses for more urgent emission cuts and promises more money for developing countries to help them adapt to climate impacts. But the places don't go far enough to limit temperature rise to 1.5 degrees Celsius, a commitment to phase out coal that was included in early negotiation drafts led to a dramatic finish after India led opposition to it. India's Climate Minister Bhupender Yadav asked how developing countries could promise to phase out coal and fossil fuel subsidies when they have steel to deal with their development agendas and poverty eradication. At least 68 prisoners have been killed in new fighting at the Ecuadorian prison, where more than 100 inmates died in clashes between rival gangs in September, officials say. The riot at the littoral penitentiary in the city of Guayaquil reportedly began on Friday evening. Police tactical units who have entered prison buildings have found guns and explosives, reports say. Nearly 300 inmates died so far this year in the country's prisons. September's gang-related violence was the worst in Ecuador's history. Now, the sports update. New Zealand and Australia facing each other in the ICC Men's Cricket T20 World Cup final today. The match being held at Dubai International Cricket Ground will start at 7:45 Nepali Standard Time today. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, partly cloudy in the hilly areas of the rest of the province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places over the central high mountainous region. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 22 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Nepali Congress Central Working Committee's meeting beginning from today. CPN UML selects representatives for upcoming 10th National General Convention. CTEVT allows educational institutions with 100-bed capacity to conduct PCL nursing courses. And a deal aimed at staving off dangerous climate change struck at the COP26 summit in Glasgow. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.